The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you along on this Tuesday morning. And yes, Tuesdays means our visit with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing great. Doing great. Great to be with you.
So you guys, you're headed back to work, right?
I'm so sad. It's been 17 days here in the upstate. It's the longest stretch really since before I got sworn in last year, so I'm sad to go back, but it's been a good run here. And before I forget, I want to make sure everyone listening knows that today is the special election for the Greenville County Sheriff. It's
yes.
important to get out and vote, do your civic duty. It is a dreary day, unfortunately, and that could affect voter turnout. So you need to get out there and do your civic duty and cast a ballot for one of the candidates.
Yeah, this is an important election in Greenville County, Congressman. You're right. And I understand that there may be some changes in polling places. So if you're not quite sure where you're voting today, if you just want to text VOTE, V-O-T-E, to our text line, 877-235-9405, I'll send you a quick link so that you can have the list, because some polling places have been either moved or combined. And so just text VOTE, because I want you to be sure to know where you vote. I don't want you to get frustrated when you go out to vote today and maybe your polling place is not open where it normally is. So text VOTE. But thank you, Congressman, for reminding us. Because you're right. I mean, the people of Greenville County, we got to get this right this time.
Joey, we really do. We got a number of good candidates, and it's important. And just to your point about changing the polling location, this was probably 3 years ago, and I went to my normal polling location. There wasn't even a sign that said voting location has changed. I was driving back to the gym to go coach a class, and I thought to myself, I'm pretty sure there's an election today. And I called the Greenville County Election Office, and they had moved the polling location because it was a fire commissioner election. That's what it was. And
yes. mm-hmm.
They didn't have a sign up at my normal polling location, and I had no way of knowing. So don't let that be an excuse for you. You need to make sure you find your polling location if they have moved it, and go cast a ballot for who you think is going to be the best person to lead the sheriff's office. It is important.
Yeah, that's right. And some of our early reports, well, we have some folks out at some of the polling places. Craig Diebolt will be giving us a report next hour. But so far, Congressman, he's saying that the turnout is virtually zero right now, that the few precincts he checked on after opening this morning, we're not a lot of people there. So it's very important to go vote. Text VOTE, V-O-T-E. I'll send you a list so that you know where to vote, because this is an important election. And speaking of important work, Congressman, and I know, look, I'm sure that this has been a nice break for you, Christmas and New Year's and all, but boy, we got a lot going on in our nation's capital. You know, of course, we got to get some resolution to these articles of impeachment. And Speaker Pelosi, she just doesn't want to send them over. We've got a movement over in the Senate across the aisle from you there to maybe change the rules so that they can just take it up, whether they're sent over or not. Where are we headed with impeachment? What do you think?
Joey, it's really shocking to me. Just the history of what has gone on thus far is being argued about every minute. You know, the ranking members, the Republican leaders of the committees that were involved in the articles of impeachment were not allowed to call witnesses. It was not a fair process. It was a sham. Everybody's using that term, the sham process. And the speaker doesn't have a leg to stand on here, and so she's trying to leverage what little power she has left in this to change the rules in the Senate to make up the deficiencies of the process in the House. It's unprecedented, and it's not appropriate. So thus far, I have not heard that we will be voting on we have to vote on a rules package to determine the floor managers for the House to send the articles over. So we do have to have one more vote. whether that's going to be this week or next week. I just can't imagine she's going to wait till after next week. And it could be at the end of this week. But, Joey, remember I told you 3 weeks ago that she wouldn't wait more than a day or two. So I'm not sure if I am in a good position to predict this.
Wow. Yeah, it is amazing. And, of course, we learned yesterday, again, back to there's a movement within the Senate. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, he joined a long list of Republicans over in the Senate yesterday to introduce a resolution which would allow the Senate to dismiss the articles of impeachment if they weren't sent over within a certain period of time. I think they're talking about maybe 25 days, which that we're soon going to be at the 25 days. What do you think about that, Congressman, if they were to change the rules over there and then they're just able to vote whether they get the articles or not?
I have a feeling that this is largely posturing to force the speaker's hand. You know, the process is important, and we violated it in the House. I think the Senate needs to do their very best to fulfill their duty. I really would like to learn more about this. I know that a number of leaders in the Senate are saying it needs to be a quick trial, but I'm not opposed to having Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, come off the campaign trail and come explain to us exactly what happened in the Ukraine.
Sure.
I think that would be enlightening, and I think that the country would love to hear it. But whether it's a short trial or a fast trial, we just got to get it underway. And the American people deserve better than this, and we just got to do our job.
Time to take some action. Of course, a lot of comments, a lot of discussion about our situation in Iran. I don't know if you heard overnight, 35 people died in a stampede who were at the funeral procession of this madman, General Soleimani. 50 or so injured. The Iranian state media estimating that over 1 million people were there to view the funeral procession and all. It's really a tough situation, and it doesn't make it any easier when you have the Democrats just constantly criticizing the president's judgment on calling on this airstrike.
I think Senator Cruz said it best. He said, would you have preferred the president send them another $1.8 billion in cash? The Iranians were continuing to antagonize us. They were continuing to escalate, and the president did the right thing by sending a strong signal that we will not be pushed around. We will not be victim. You cannot kill an American and go unpunished, and I'm very pleased that the president's taken a hard stance on this. I hope that they will appreciate that we mean business and will not escalate further, but I think he's made it clear that he's ready to respond if they choose to do that.
Yep. Well, of course, this is a very important election year, 2020, but a lot of other important issues. You and I have talked about many of them this past year. Give us a quick preview, Congressman William Timmons, of what to expect. What do you think is going to be happening in Washington in 2020?
Well, I'm going to be working on the Modernization Committee, trying to get Congress to work better to fix the process that will alleviate some of these problems. So I do know that work will get done. We have gotten a lot of work done this past year, and we're all committed to working hard this year. All the big ticket items are going to require bipartisan work, and I just don't see it happening. You know, there was talk of an infrastructure package, immigration, health care, these major overhauls that need to occur. I don't see them happening until January of 21. I was actually speaking to some of my colleagues just this past week. I was asking them, what exactly are we going to do this year? And the consensus is we're not really sure. I think we'll probably take a number more party line votes. I know there's talk of doing a vote on Iran to restrain the president's action. That'll be a party line vote in the House, and it won't get taken up in the Senate like everything else we've done this year. It's probably going to be a lot of politics, and it's going to be an important November. It's, critical that the president get reelected, and I think the Democrats have created an opportunity for the Republicans to retake the House, and I'm going to be doing my best to accomplish that objective, and, we'll see. I'm just going to be working hard to try to help reform the process in the Modernization Committee, and looking forward to the developments there.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, always good to check in with you, and we're gonna let you go, let you head to D.C., get back to work. We appreciate what you do, and we always look forward to you checking in on Tuesdays.
Joey, great to be with you. Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you next week.
There you go, Congressman William Timmons, as he heads back to D.C. today to get back to work. And look, hopefully, we won't be bogged down the rest of this year on Iran, on impeachment. Let's get some of these things done and go back to doing the people's work, doing what those things that are important, like maybe considering balancing the budget. I know that's a real stretch there, but, work on things that are important in our daily lives.